Welcome back. Tonight, we're talking with Earle Jenkins, recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. This is Red Barn Radio.
On the phone with Brother Bra. Worried I'm too far gone to say. But I got $127 out of Henry's grocery store. If I'd have waited on a shift to change over at the mines, I might have got a little more. But as far as all that goes, I mean, hell, that's more than enough to get me off of this mountain that is pickup truck. I bet the old boys club's over in the barber shop right now, talking about how daddy must be rolling in his grave. And I bet mama's on the phone with Brother Brock, worried I'm too far gone to say. Too far gone. One day I hope to send it all back and then some. Right now I got this price on my head and this shadow to outrun. I took a look into my future and all I could see was a dark hole full of coal just waiting on me. I bet they're over in the barber shop right now, talking about how daddy's rolling in his grave. Oh, but I just had to get out somehow. For I was too far gone to say. Too far gone to say. Before I was too far gone to say.
Thank you. Thank you.
Hey, Pearly, could you introduce us to the players you have with us? One is familiar and one is not.
This is Daniel Stroud right here.
Hey, Daniel.
On that big yellow bass.
And Daniel, where are you from?
Somerset as well, yeah. Right downtown Somerset.
And did you and Pearly meet a long time ago?
It's been probably about five years ago, introduced by mutual friends. Then he was like, you know, you should get a doghouse bass and play along with this fella. So,
okay, kind of. You didn't just start bass 5 years ago, though, did
yeah.
you? Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, I got this to play with him.
You make a guy want to play bass.
What about that?
So you have music background? Did you play any instrument before?
Yeah, I've always kind of been drawn to instruments since I was very little. And so, this one was pretty hard to learn, but I really like it.
Okay, well, come clean. What other instruments do you play? What's your musical background?
Mainly guitar. That's been what I've played the most. Dabble in some drums. Uh-huh. Not very much piano. Anything with strings, some mandolins.
What else do you do down in Somerset?
I make beer for a brewery.
You do?
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, so around 3 or 4 years ago, a friend of mine and myself started a small brewery in downtown Somerset called Jarfly. Mm-hmm. And we're really focused on music. It's something I've always been drawn towards, and we have a space that's really perfect for working musicians. And so we've really focused on integrating into the community as much art and music as possible.
Pearly lives down at the end of the road where he isn't like in the middle of things, but you're sort of in the hub of Somerset. What happens in Somerset other than Master Musicians Festival?
Yeah, absolutely. Awesome. Yeah, Master Musicians Festival comes up in here just a very few weeks.
Yeah.
You know, downtown Somerset is thriving right now. We have a new mayor that really has focused on kind of the same thing that we have, putting as much art and culture into downtown as possible. And so we've seen this new zeal that makes it a great place to live and be, especially if you're creative. You've got Lake Cumberland, you've got the Daniel Boone Forest, the Big South Fork, tons of rivers, lakes, creeks, and the like.
And what happens for a business person between the months of December and March?
It's booming. It's great. If you're integrated into kind of the tourism side, it's great. At the best, if it rains, because you can't go outside. Like, the best things that we have to offer are usually the outdoors. And so on rainy days in the summertime, there's a lot of boaters at Jarfly.
All right.
Well, they stripped down the mountains and they ripped up the tracks. Coal mine is leaving, boys, and it ain't coming back. She asked what we're gonna do. Tell her I don't know. While I'm sitting on the back porch watching the grass grow. Some have headed out, some have nowhere to go. Some have to stay and wonder how they're gonna pay the bills they owe. She asks what we're gonna do. I tell her I don't know. While I'm sitting on the back porch watching the grass grow. And the troubles could be over soon with that harvest moon. And I know a man's gonna reap what he sowed. Sitting on the back porch watching the grass grow. I worked hard for everything we had, everything we've lost. Don't know if it's worth getting it all back. If my soul's a cost, yeah, I've always been an honest man. But now I don't know. Sitting on the back porch watching the grass grow. And the troubles could be over soon with that harvest moon. And I know a man's gonna reap what he sowed. Still I'm sitting on the back porch watching the grass grow. Lord, lead me not into temptation. In these times of desperation, but our troubles could be over soon with that harvest moon. And I know a man's gonna reap just what he sowed. Still I'm sitting on the back porch watching the grass grow. Well, they stripped down the mountains and they ripped up the tracks. Coal mine is leaving, boys, and it ain't coming back.
Thank you.
And then Cody, how did you meet Pearly?
Pearly's one of these guys that when I first started trying to get into the music scene in Somerset, I would go to his shows, and I had a knockoff Stratocaster that was built out of parts, and I had no case for it, and I was hugely Stevie Ray influenced, so I had my pants tucked in my boots, had a goofy looking hat on, and still do, and I would just walk up to the stage and, hey, can I play with you guys? Hey, can I play with you? And nobody knew who I was, and nobody had ever heard me play, so for all they know, I'm going to get up and train wreck this show. So it was no every time. I kept following around, and so from that early age, though, Pearly – along with a lot of other guys in the area, Kevin Dalton, Kenny Burton. You know, guys I first started seeing when I was coming up, John New, Corey White. There's so many guys in those early stages that I got to see. And these guys were really like heroes of the music scene in Somerset because they weren't just bar bands doing 70s top 40 covers like most bar bands in Somerset at the time. They were doing like things I'd never heard that really tickled my ears.
Their own stuff.
Yeah, got me really interested, yeah. Or covering guys like John Prine and Todd Snyder, and it was like this whole, it opened up a whole new world to me. So I joked with Pearly recently about, I think Pearly thinks we're friends, but I'm still looking at my hero like, can we be friends?
He needs better heroes. Well,
I beg to differ. It's got me this far, and I've been blessed in music, you know, to have great opportunity and meet good people. I mean, you don't go anywhere in this industry or this business, if you even want to call it that, without good people. I mean, you can't do it alone, so.
Yeah.
Hey, Bootjack, where you been? I hear you've been around the world, now you're back again. But there's no work in the factories or grocery store. But hey, thanks for fighting the war. Hey, Bootjack, welcome home. Well, I hear Jody got your girl and gone. Says she waited all she could, couldn't wait anymore. Hey, thanks for fighting the war. Thanks for fighting the war. Hey, Bootjack, settle down. Just sit here with me and we'll have another.
That at least referenced this sort of life event you had. Was it a year ago when you got the visitor knocking on your door?
A year ago, February. So yeah. It's been a little over a year.
A lot of people don't know what that experience is like and what it sort of does to your perspective. What did that experience do for you as a writer?
I'll tell you, what it did was you wake up one morning and you have a heart attack and you didn't see it coming, you didn't know it was coming. And then you get to spend a few days in the hospital. They put things in your chest that are always going to be there. And you tell yourself all those things you didn't do because you were afraid that it wouldn't work out or it wouldn't, you know, that heart attack would have took you either way, whether you had pursued them or not. So one of the best perspective things is that just to go after that thing. And because you might wake up one morning and go, oh, something's not right.
Uh-huh. Yeah, right.
You'll wish you that you had.
You know. Have you written a lot of songs since that time?
Not as many as I liked, but I have written a few since that time.
You're writing. You wrote a novel. Would you mind telling folks about that novel that you wrote?
You mentioned redemption. One of the things that I really wanted to harp on in that novel was that everybody's redeemable, you know. So it's about our own judgment and our own perspective towards other people, offering a little grace before judgment and that sort of thing. Hmm. That sounds awful dry. I swear it's not that dry. But I'm going to sit down one day and I'm going to come up with the perfect answer for when people say, what's it about? Because I've been struggling with that question since I was first asked it.
Really?
I met death on a Tuesday morning when he come a knocking at my door. Wasn't selling cookies, wasn't selling insurance, didn't come to talk about the Lord. He wasn't playing no games, asked for me by name. I said, you know, that name rings a bell. That's right, I'm pretty sure that dude lived here before, and that's why I'm getting this mail. He wasn't having none of it, and the push come to shoving, and we wrestled all across the floor. He caught me in the chest and the neck and the jaw till I thought I couldn't take no more. We stumbled into the hall and I kicked him in the balls, hit him with a precious moments figurine. He ran out of holding his ear. I said, get on out of here. And I sat down and wrote a song to sing. I know somewhere down the line he's a-coming around again. I'm sure I'm bound to find he ain't a-gonna quit till he win. Cause it turns out there ain't no doubt I kicked his ass in my pajamas. So if you see him out strutting around, spooking folks all over town, hey, if you don't care, say you saw me out there and I was buying green bananas. Well, I don't mean to brag and I don't mean to boast, but that old dude, he was nothing but rude, interrupting my eggs and toast. Hell, I ain't that old, and my coffee got cold, and I missed the end of GMA. He better come back with more than a heart attack the next time he darkens my doorway. I know somewhere down the line he's a-coming around again. I'm sure I'm bound to find he ain't gonna quit till he win. Cause it turns out there ain't no doubt I kicked his ass in my pajamas. So if you see him out strutting around, spooking folks all over town, hey, if you don't care, say you saw me out there and I was buying green bananas. Tell him if he wants any more, I'll be down at the store buying green bananas. And I don't even like bananas. Thank you, thank you.
What happens down at the end of the road for you that keeps your creativity alive?
That quiet that I wrote that song about. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. There's just not a lot going on down there. I'm one of those folks that I ought to have better things to do than think about the things that I think about, but I don't. Unfortunately.
After you got out of the service, you went to Georgia, you said, right? Mm-hmm. And was there a point in time where you entertained the idea that you might like to be in some version of hustle and bustle?
I never really had the dream of like doing like this kind of stuff. I always wanted to be a writer. I talked to some other friends. Their goal is that they've always wanted to be on stage and singing and that sort of thing. I always wanted to be a writer, so I did move to Nashville. I lived in Nashville for a couple of years, actually a few years, but more from the songwriting side of it. I'm still not that comfortable doing shows. Uh-huh. So I'll write the songs and let people who are more comfortable there do that.
Yeah. So did you get involved in like songwriting circles and whatnot? Sure. And was that a cool experience?
It was a wake-up call.
Yeah.
A lot of talent over there in Nashville. And you could walk in on a songwriter circle any night in any little club in Nashville and be humbled by the amount of talent. You know, it doesn't always show on the radio everything that Nashville's capable of, but there are some incredibly talented people in Nashville.
You can be honest enough with yourself to say that there are also people who are probably humbled by you as well.
We need another Hollywood movie about how it all ends. Another documentary so we can tune in and learn how we're all gonna die. Terrorist alert, whatever color you got. Another scientist to tell us it's too damn hot, but it's entirely possible we're all gonna be alright. We gotta worry about leaders with socialist agendas, stock up on canned goods and duct tape the windows. We need this culture of fear to keep us all in line. Man, we need surgical masks, we need foreign threats. Hell, we need problems we ain't even thought of yet. But it's entirely possible we're all gonna be alright. They tell us we gotta worry about the gays and the immigrants. Man, we gotta build another wall to put their backs up against. Hell, we need North Korea to keep us all up at night. Man, we need bad news at 6 and 11 on cable and dish, man, 24/7. But it's entirely possible we're all gonna be alright. Don't let them tell you no different. Man, we need doomsday preppers with their battle plans. We need plutonium enrichment in Iran. All these scare tactics controlling our minds. Cause we need war, y'all. Man, it's for our own good. We need zombies and bed bugs in our neighborhood. But it's entirely possible we're all gonna be alright.
We would like to thank Pearlie Jenkins for being with us this evening. We also thank our volunteers for their help with our Red Barn Radio production each week. We give a very special thanks to Becky Alfrey for her work with our social media, and also to the photography of Nick Lazaroff. Thank you, Nick. Thank you all for listening to our webcast and watching us on Facebook Live, and those listening to us on the Red Barn network of stations. Especially, we thank WEKU, Red Barn Radio's official radio partner serving Central and Eastern Kentucky. WEKU is Kentucky's NPR station. Live streaming and more information at weku.fm.
We also thank the members of our studio audience for supporting the mission of Red Barn Radio, which strives to present, promote, and preserve the rich musical tradition and artists of this Kentucky region and share this treasure with the world. Red Barn Radio comes to you from our home, the Performance Hall at Arts Place in downtown Lexington. Our website has updates and further information on our guests and our program. We're on the web at redbarnradio.com.
Tickets for Red Barn Radio are now available on the web at eventbrite.com. Lexington. I'd like to get back to some Pearlie Jenkins. Can we do one more for us? All right, Pearlie Jenkins, folks.
Well, I was doing all right till it occurred to me, what if all I am now is all I'm ever gonna be, and what if all I've ever seen is all I'm ever gonna see, and nothing's gonna beat all I ever saw. Man, the time I wasted and the time I've spent sitting around wondering where the time went in the end. You know, time makes fools of us all. Cause everybody's ass is up for grabs. We're all gonna end up somewhere on a slab. Better go on and do that thing you've been wanting to do. Hey, anybody will tell you, man, your days are numbered, and we're all gonna wind up 6 feet under it. You're not killing time, time's killing you. You better go
kicking in. All the while time's getting by, and that's a fact. And if you took the time to listen to this song, if you took the time to try to follow along, well, that's approximately 2.5 minutes of your life you just completely pissed away and ain't ever, ever getting back. Cause everybody's ass is up for grabs. We're all gonna end up somewhere on a slab. Better go on and do that thing you've been wanting to do. Hey, anybody'll tell you, man, your days are numbered and we're all gonna wind up 6 feet under, and you're not killing time, time's killing you. You better go on and do that thing you've been wanting to do. Do that thing, huh?
Thank you. Thank you guys for coming down.
Early Jenkins.
Red Barn Radio would like to thank Pearly, Cody, and Daniel for being with us tonight. We thank WEKU, Red Barn Radio's official radio partner serving central and eastern Kentucky. WEKU is Kentucky's NPR station. Live streaming and more information at weku.fm. We'd like to thank Chef Greg Scott and Broussard's Delta Kitchen for supplying food each week for our guests, artists, and volunteers. Located on Main Street in historic Georgetown, Kentucky, Broussard's Delta Kitchen features the authentic flavors of New Orleans and the Mississippi Delta, and live music every weekend. You'll find more information on Broussard's on Facebook. Listen locally. Working in concert to encourage everyone to embrace any opportunity to listen locally and engage with each other in a variety of shared experiences, including music, theater, poetry, dialogue, and conversation. You can learn more about Listen Locally on Facebook, Instagram, and at listenlocally.net. The Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is Red Barn Radio's guest accommodation partner, providing hotel accommodations for our musical guests. The Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is the ideal choice for your next visit to Lexington, Kentucky. AccuPrint provides printed programs each week for our audience members. For all your printing needs, AccuPrint is on the web at accuprint.us. Red Barn Radio's executive producer is Ed Commons, who also directs our show. Red Barn Radio's line producer and booking manager is Warren Cobb. We also thank our volunteers. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. You can attend a Red Barn Radio concert in person. You'll find performance dates and times at redbarnradio.com. The Red Barn Radio playout theme, Wookie Foot, was taken from a live performance of the Wooks here on Red Barn Radio. For more information on the band, they're on the web at wookoutamerica.com. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be here again on this station next week at this same time as we celebrate the music and artists of this Kentucky region. I'm the voice of Red Barn Radio, Tom Brown. Red Barn Radio is brought to you with the financial support of Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information, Visit Lex is on the web at visitlex.com. We're more than just bluegrass. LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. Red Barn Radio is a production of Red Barn Radio, LLC.